Now, those of you who are new to All Saints, a bit like me, may not know that we have a little tradition of choosing a verse for the year. One that's going to be our focus for the new year, perhaps something we feel might be God's particular message for us at the start of a year. And this year, if we can stick the first slide up, please, I've chosen Philippians 3, the second half of verse 13 to 14. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So we might need someone to demo that. Adeline, I think you're going to come and give me a little help in this talk, is that right? Do you want to come up the front for me? Are you okay to do this? Come and do my little run for me? Brilliant, thank you. So, Adeline, come on. Okay, so how are you feeling about running? Okay, yeah? Okay, so you're going to forget what's behind, so forget, you know, all the people, ignore them, and just run down to the back and back to the front. Can you do that for me? Go on then, off you go, carefully. Woo, 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 woo. And back again. Yay! Oh, fantastic! Hey, great job! Excellent. Now, wait with me. We'll make it a bit more complicated in a moment. Okay, thank you. Okay, so forgetting what is behind, straining towards what's ahead, as Adeline demoed beautifully, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So Paul is pressing on towards his goal of knowing Christ. He wanted more for 2024, more of Jesus. He wanted to know Christ more. But in order to do that, he does two things. He forgets the past and he strains towards the future. So we're going to think about each of those things for a moment. So forgetting the past, let's have the next slide. That's what Christ wants. And actually, can we go on to slide 3? Thank you. So we're going to, next slide, thank you. Forgetting what is behind. Don't look back, says Paul. In fact, don't even remember the past. Forget it. But we might think, isn't it good to look back a bit? Absolutely, up to a point. But it's not so good to stay focused behind you. Now, I have children who are 18 and 20, and so it means that I've been helping people learn to drive for the last few years. Fabulous. Now, my top tip is don't drive forwards while only looking in the mirror. If you drive forwards while constantly looking in the rearview mirror, you crash. Now, of course, you must look in the rearview mirror, but if you stay looking in the rearview mirror and never actually look where you're going, it's going to be a catastrophe. And the same thing can happen with us and Jesus. Sometimes bad things happen in the past, and they stop us moving on in the future because we're so focused on what has happened that we're not looking ahead. Now, the Apostle Paul's backstory wasn't good. Thanks, George. He, from a Christian point of view, did not have a lot of good stuff in the past. He'd spent his life as a young man trying to find Christians and track them down and kill them or put them in prison. Not a great record. If he'd spent his whole time focused on his past, he would have been tied up with guilt. So, Adeline, do you mind if I just tie you up with guilt for a moment? So, how's it going? Okay, yeah, good. Excellent. Okay. So tied up with guilt that couldn't even get off the chair. But can you run down the church now? Come on. It's not happening. Oh, okay. Somehow Adeline seems to be held down a bit there. But luckily, God... George is going to make sure that she stays there forever. Or maybe George is going to untie her. Nah. But God forgave Paul. God freed him from the past. God wiped the sin away, gave him a clean start. And in that really ironic way that God often does, God used Paul, the most aggressive opponent to Christ, to actually be his primary witness. So can you run up and down the church now? Go on then. And... fantastic. Thank you. Do come sit down here. So some of us might be held down or bound up by shame or failures, things that we think disqualify us from being useful in God's kingdom. But this morning, God wants to remind us that he has set us free. He has untied the things that bind us. We mustn't get so stuck in the past that it stops us from moving forward properly. But it isn't just thinking about the bad stuff that I'm thinking about. Sometimes concentrating on the good stuff in the past can also stop us from moving forwards. Now, we're probably all very familiar with the good old days, aren't we? You know, those days when the sun always shone, the beach was five times as big as it is now, you could buy a bag of crisps for 5p, and everything was great. Nothing can ever live up to the good old days, can it? Because, well, they were the good old days. But harking back to the good stuff can sometimes stop us from moving forward as well. Now, I'd really like to put my rucksack on for a minute, can you? It's a very small rucksack. Just a few good things. Maybe I'll need some more. Some nice good things. Now, Paul knew the good old days as well. He certainly had lots of good stuff to celebrate and look back on in his life. When he writes this letter of Philippians, he's probably towards the end of his life, probably about 60, and God had really used him to build the church. As he looked back in his life, there were so many good things. He had a dramatic testimony story. He'd helped the apostles in Jerusalem work out how to bring non-Jews into the church. How's it going? He'd undertaken 4 missionary journeys across Asia and Europe. May need Dad if it all goes wrong. He'd written loads of letters to all the churches around the countries. How are we doing? Still there, still standing. He'd healed lots of people. He'd even brought someone back from the dead. How's it going? And actually, if he wrote this letter from Rome, which lots of people think he did, he'd also survived a shipwreck, rescued all the other soldiers and sailors in the boat. He'd been bitten by a snake but survived. So many amazing things. Lots of good stuff in his history. Lots of amazing things had happened to him. He could so easily have just focused on all those things and retired gracefully. I mean, it's not like he hadn't pulled his weight, is it? I mean, all that great stuff. But if he was so focused on the past, he might have just gone, oh, I'm good now, thanks. How does it feel? Do you think you can run up and down the church now? Stagger up and down? Would it be quite difficult now? It would be quite tricky. I tell you what, well, shall we take all those things off you? Would that be nice? Yeah, okay.
Oh, my word.
Actually, sometimes focusing on the past, even with the good things, can weigh us down and stop us moving forward. So we need to make sure that even good things aren't holding us back from what God wants us to do now, where he wants us to be. The race is still to be run, however great a history we may have. So first of all, forget the past. And then secondly, strain forwards. Now, if you're someone who gets up early, well, not that early, you may have seen me walking around with my dog, Maisie. You may see us walking on the way to the park just over there. If you haven't met her, Maisie's my 11-month-old Labrador. I confess this is not her, but gives you the idea. And as many of you know, Maisie's obsessed with food, but she now has a new obsession, playing ball. So if you ever want to know what straining forwards looks like, Maisie can demo it for you. Every fibre of her body is straining towards getting to the park so that I can throw the ball and she can chase it. At that point, she is one focused dog. She is both clear where she wants to go, what she wants to do, and she's putting all her energy into it. Does that describe how you are approaching 2024. Wanting to know Christ more. Are you equally clear of your focus, giving it all you've got, straining towards it? Well, I've got to be honest, that probably isn't quite describing how I am, but I wonder if it's a challenge for me. As we head into 2024, why not set aside a little bit of time to think about what God wants us to be focused on, straining towards? Maybe spend a little extra time with the Master, hearing his prompt on what our focus should be. Otherwise, you might find that you're a bit like the golden retriever in this film clip. Still makes me laugh. Not sure the golden retriever was quite with the programme. But it makes the point that it's really good to be clear on what we're aiming to do, where we're going, what we're aiming at as individuals and as a church, and not getting distracted on the way. We need that clear focus. But if we go back to the verse, there's also so much energy in it, isn't it? Paul is straining towards the prize. Now, if we're honest and realistic, some of us may not feel quite as young as we once were. Bits of us may not work quite as well as they have done in previous years. Maybe the idea of straining forwards sounds a little bit energetic for our ears. You might be sitting here quite glad that I didn't ask you instead of Adeline to run up and down the church. Luckily, straining forward in this verse doesn't necessarily mean strenuous physical activity, but it will mean something deliberate and intentional. It will mean pressing on in some way. Now, when I was thinking of how to illustrate this, I suddenly remembered a candlestick that we have got, which I have brought along this morning. And I thought this was a great illustration of what it means to be the church, moving forward, taking the light out. Notice how it's not a static pose. The person's running or moving forwards, pressing on, taking the light out to a dark world. So forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Perhaps you'd like to join me in making this a verse to hold on to this year and coming back to it again and again. Shall we pray? Lord, we pray that you would show us what it means for us individually to want more of you, to forget the past, and to press on to the goal to which you are calling us. In the name of Jesus, amen.